Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
Growingingrace.org. I'm Joel Brzezinski, Mike Kapler with me, doing the Growing in Grace podcast. Thanks for coming along. I'm going to make a bold statement, Mr. Kapler. I know that you are in full agreement with this, but it's based off of the past couple of podcasts that we've done. But I am here to say that faith without works is very much alive. And it is very much the faith that justifies and saves. Faith without work. And I'm basing this on Romans 4, you know, things that Paul said. You know, we did spend a couple of weeks talking about James a little bit, and this just is so encouraging to me. And we're going to get into why this is important and how this affects our daily living in Christ and what life in Christ is really about. When it's not about our works, when it's not about having to produce works in order to justify our faith, so to speak. So I'll say this, I'll read what Paul wrote, and then we'll get into some of this. Paul in Romans 4, he talked about Abraham. What has Abraham, this is right at the beginning of Romans 4. What shall we say that Abraham, our father, has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, which is what James said, if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So right there, Paul is quoting Genesis 15:6. Paul actually quotes from the scriptures. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, to him who works, you know, the person who has works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. So in other words, if you're working in order to be justified, if it's your works, if justification and salvation are a matter of your works, then the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. In other words, you're working for God, and he owes a debt to you, the debt of justifying you and saving you by your works. Verse 5 of Romans 4, but to him who does not work, the person who doesn't have works, to him who does not have work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Notice it's not his works. Notice it's not his faith working together with his works, or his works working together with his faith. It's his faith alone that is accounted for righteousness. So it's what I said at the beginning here, it's the faith that does not have works. Faith without works is fully alive and is fully the faith that justifies and saves. How about that, Cap? What do you think about that? Or do you care?
I think it's awesome. I mean, this is the good news, right? I mean, mm-hmm. this is what separates us from the animals, as they used to say.
Yeah. Yeah, where's their works? I mean, where's their faith?
I mean, I know Adam named a bunch of them, but this puts us over the top. Not having to work for it. Imagine such a thing. Almost too good to be true, right? In some churches, probably. Even back in the day after Jesus rose, people, it's probably just sounded too good to be true. There's got to be some law mixed in here. But, you know, I don't know if you've ever watched like a TV show or something, maybe a movie, I don't know, and it was really popular. And then they go back and create another series, I guess, do they call it a prequel, where they go back and do a new series on what happened before the popular series?
Oh, right, yeah, the prequels, yep.
You know, like Breaking Bad, and then came along Better Call Saul.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of great Christian shows there that I just used for an example.
Well, you got the Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon.
Yes,
that type of thing.
Like that's a better, slightly better example for our podcast. But we won't edit it because we're just being real here.
Being real.
So let me give you a prequel of what Paul said leading up to that powerful stuff. That, I mean, Paul was building on that, what you just read. He built on it in even before Romans 3 in some ways. But he was really picking up speed in Romans 3 before he got to what you said in Romans 4.
Right.
The righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, 3:21, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. So the righteousness of God comes apart from works through faith in Jesus Christ on all who believe. There's no difference. All have sinned, fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And let me jump down here now. Verse 27, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from works or apart from the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? No. He's also the God of the Gentiles, who didn't have the law, by the way.
Right.
He'll get into that in other places in Scripture, but this is powerful stuff, because something I had mentioned in the last program or two, I think, Joel, is that Paul wrote to the Corinthians and said that we do not look outwardly. We do not look at that which is seen, but in that which is not seen. You know, people always feel, they read James 2, for example, and they think that, well, we got to have some sort of proof of our faith. We have faith, if we really have faith, if it's genuine faith, if it's true faith, then we will see that demonstrated outwardly. But they never tell you exactly how. They'll tell you works are necessary for faith to be evident, but they won't tell you how many works, which works, how often. It's never specified. There was one blueprint for works in the Bible. It was the works of the law. It was the Mosaic law. That was the blueprint. That's what James was touting, if you read carefully in James 1 and 2 and after that as well. But that's the blueprint. That's what Paul came to tell people, the Jewish people specifically at first, that they were redeemed from this thing. Christ redeemed them from that, because that law of works was not based on faith. So Paul starts telling the Corinthians, it's not about what we see. This is not what we look at. We don't look at what we see. We look at that which is not seen. That which is seen is temporary. That which is not seen is eternal. So what are we talking about here? Because people I'm sorry, even people who are trying to transition to a grace mindset and grow into the knowledge of the grace of God and the knowledge of the truth of the gospel, even people who are working toward that end, and we all are, right? We have a hard time putting this all together. We still, the natural man still desires to see things. We want proof. We want evidence. Whereas Paul said, let me see if I can pull it up here, Romans 8:16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. And so, Joel, my point here is we are in a different place. The ministry of the Spirit, I mean, it literally replaced the ministry of the letter, which was really an outward evidence-requiring ministry. It's now coming down to not what people do, but what we believe and who God has made us to be through Jesus Christ in this new identity. Now, I get it. Look, sometimes people try to suggest that it is synonymous when they talk about works. And then they talk about fruit. They are not always the same thing. Fruit is something that God produces through us that we bear. And we should yield to that. That's a good thing. That's God working in and through us. But when we start talking about works in the context of how James was talking about it through the law, then we have a problem, because now it's about boasting. Now it's about me doing something. That's not humble. That's not humility.
Right.
That's not even evidence. Your works are not the evidence of justification or righteousness or faith that comes through Jesus Christ. That's missing the point of the gospel, as Paul explained in so many of his writings to the people of his day. Now, I'll let you get back in here, Joel, but I just wanted to mention, because James kind of alludes to this. I've got this calendar. I think I've mentioned this calendar before. It's a calendar I can keep using every year. It's a Peanuts calendar. So it's a daily thing. You just flip the page over, right, and it's a new day. And there's usually a cartoon in there. Well, this one just has Lucy walking by, and Charlie Brown is hanging upside down in a tree, all wrapped up in kite string. I mean, literally, his head is pointing to the ground. He's just hanging there, mm-hmm. dangling.
Picture it.
She's coming by, and you know what she says to him? She says, "Hang in there." Now, if she's going to keep walking, what good is that going to do for Charlie Brown? Just hang in there. You can do this. You can get out of this somehow. But if she doesn't help him down, what good is that, right? I just thought that was funny based on what we're talking about.
Yeah, so, it goes along with it, yep.
Yeah, so anyway, of course God wants to work in and through us, but the works are his, and that's where sometimes we have this fine line that we have a hard time differentiating.
Right, and I guess to keep going along with that, if Lucy, let's just say Lucy believes in Jesus, and she sees Charlie Brown there entangled in a mess, and she keeps on walking.
Yeah, she had to get to church. She was late.
There you go. But so does that, if she doesn't stop to help, does that mean that she no longer has faith, or that she doesn't have faith?
I mean, she's not justified.
Or she's
saved.
Not justified. No, in that moment, she's just not being very helpful. But that doesn't mean that her continuing to walk on is proof that she's not saved. And if she did stop to help Charlie Brown out of his mess, there are a lot of unbelievers who would do that. You know, people who don't believe in God, don't believe in Jesus. There's no reason for our existence except that we just evolved from some goop. They would stop and help somebody. That doesn't mean that they have faith. And so, like, going along with what you're saying and what Paul was saying in Romans and in other places, our works are not proof of faith. It is true that if we have faith and if we get to know God and his love and his grace, it surely can be seen in what we do. Maybe our lives will change so radically. I know my life changed pretty radically when God kind of gripped me almost 33 years ago. I had faith. I had believed all my life, ever since I can remember. And I believe that I was saved all of those years because I believed, but I didn't have a lot to show for it. And so if I would have had the idea that I had to have works, and this is actually what kept me, something that kept me from really like pursuing this relationship with God, so to speak, wanting to know him more. I thought that I had to have more proof, more works that showed that I was a believer, that showed God that I was doing enough. You know, I thought I had to have that. And that belief kept me from wanting to pursue something with him. And so the good news in all of this, you know, you were talking, reading in Romans 3, the end of 3, where Paul makes it very clear that it's not by the works of the law, it's not by our works, it's by faith. That's the justification. That's the righteousness that we have in Christ. It's a righteousness by faith alone, not by works. In Romans 4, he continues on with that, and there's a lot more in Romans 4. And then Romans 5, this I love this. We've done a podcast on this, I think, in the past, at least once. Therefore, having been justified by faith. And again, what faith is he talking about? He's talking about the faith without works. He's talking about the faith that is believing what God has done, believing what Christ has done on our behalf. That faith, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith without works. I added that, but that's the faith that he's talking about. Through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And so all of this just goes to show that the, you know, if a person is looking for proof of faith, it doesn't come in works. Because, again, for me, I was living without that, not knowing the peace. I didn't know that I had peace with God, but I really did. We have peace with God, having been justified by faith. But I thought that I had to have works, too. And that was preventing me from knowing the peace that I had with God. And so, really, you know, knowing that you have peace with God, that's one thing, internally, that you can begin to understand apart from your works. No matter what your works are, you can understand that you have peace with God. And you have access by that same faith, without works, into the grace in which we stand. That's what it's all about. It's about the work of Christ, what he has done, and the Spirit bearing witness with our spirit. Not that we have a certain amount of works, not that we have performed well enough for God to approve of us, but it's the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. Period. You know, in other words, apart from works, without having anything, we don't have to have anything that shows for it, because it's really based upon the work that Christ showed. God demonstrates his love for us. God shows his love for us. And that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Not when we got our act together and started performing works, Christ died for us. But no, when we were still sinners. And it's God who justifies the ungodly, those who have faith in him. That's really what it's all about. And so again, with all this said, we're not saying that works are bad, or that we're against works, or that we shouldn't have works. We're just saying that justification, the proof of justification, is not found in our works. Justification comes from, solely from, the work of Christ. Our works have nothing to do with our being justified. I think there's more to say about this. We'll pick up on it next week, right here on Growing in Grace.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brzezicki, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.